Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. The ministry Embracing Widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows and others who have lost a special loved one. So this ministry is also there for all of you. And our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. And like I say, thank you so much again for tuning in. Tonight I am going to go to the book of Psalms, one of my favorite book of the Bible. And I'm sure that you have some favorite ones also. But there are several things in here I want to talk about tonight. Well, the book of Psalms, in the introduction of each, you know, each chapter has something, introduction, we're talking about who wrote the book and indicated that it was various authors that wrote the book, but David wrote most of it. But two of the main things that I get from reading the book of Psalms, I cry to God for help. When I am feeling a certain way, I reach out to one of the verses, scriptures in the book of Psalms. And also it is to tell others what God has done for you. David, David wrote most of the book of Psalms, and he talked about how good God was. Also, when he was going through, he cried to God for help on many occasions in the book of Psalms, and also he also asked God for forgiveness, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But starting off, I'm going to be flipping some pages, so excuse me if you hear some flipping of pages as I go through them. I want to start with the book number. It's not considered as chapters. So the book of Psalms, Number 16, preserve me, O Lord, for in thee do I put my trust. David is saying to God that, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. And he is letting us know here that he puts his trust. He declares that he has trusted the Lord in many occasions. And in that verse, I'm not reading the whole, all of it, just little pieces of it. And maybe you will find, you will have time that you can go to these different scriptures. You might want to need a piece of paper and a pen if these scriptures will help you in any kind of way. Really, the whole book of Psalms will encourage you in many different ways. Like I said, I go to it a lot when I'm I feel I need comfort. I need to ask God for forgiveness. Asking God for a specific thing, and also when I feel that the enemy is getting the best of me, I cry out and I read certain verses, and I'll get to that soon. So I reach out to these scriptures throughout the day, my life, all my life, and it has comforted me, helped me in many different ways. We're going to go to the scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. And by the way, this is King James Version. And in the 23rd Psalms, in his beautiful Psalms of Trust, David pictures the Lord as his great shepherd who provides for and protect his sheep, and is the gracious host who protects and provides abundantly for you and I. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, he's our shepherd. He's there. And that's what he's saying. We shall not want. He will always provide for us. He doesn't always give everything to us that we want, but he provides for us. So that is always a good scripture to go to. And also, go to read the Message Bible of the 23rd Psalm. It really talks to you like you're talking to a child, because, like I say, it's very clear. So sometimes when you really don't understand the scripture well, you can always go to the NIV version and the Message Bible. That will help you to clarify some of those scriptures. In Psalm 27, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Well, we have a revival going on this week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And when I was trying to find what to talk about, I got a little bit of confirmation from one of our speakers, Reverend Marcus Cosby. He's from Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. Really and truly, I love this time of year because I love listening to him as well as Reverend Hoke, who I call the Magic Man. The Magic Man, he uses props to explain his message, and he's been awesome. He's been coming for the last 29 years, and he's just so amazing. He doesn't use the same prop. His message is completely different every time. God has given him an awesome gift to explain his message and different prompts that he uses. But getting back to what I was talking about, on one of my scriptures that I always pretty much every day. That's one of the scriptures that I speak out. There's certain scriptures that I'll just repeat. And that is one of the ones. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? And pretty much when I say that, I am letting God, you know, yes, I am afraid of God. I mean, the reason why and it's good for us to be fear, because maybe we'll do the right thing and be careful for when we're doing something, he convicts us. So pretty much I do fear God, because I want to always be doing the right thing and serving him in the right way, that doing his will. And also I say that because my enemies, whenever you go out there and in the world, you see so much crazy stuff are happening now. You need protection. So pretty much the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So even though you might have fear and the things that are happening, I say that during the day, because I believe that God will protect me through whatever might be going on. So that is one of the scriptures that but I would like for you to read the whole, if you haven't read it before, read the whole scripture. And Reverend Cosby talked about how he did 13 and 14. I fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know one thing? It is hard sometimes. I know all of us have problems with patience. We are patient for a little while, but after a while it gets a little bit, when is this going to happen? When is he going to bless me? When is he going to answer me? Now, I have been going through something in the last 45 days. I wasn't feeling well, dealing with a health challenge. Even though I had faith that God was going to work it out, I don't know how it was. I didn't know the purpose of what I was going through, but I was looking for it and waiting for it. But after that 30 days, I was just saying, now, this is getting a little bit to be too long. I need to know something now. Why am I going through this? What is it that I need to see, Lord? I know there's a message for this for me. So what is it? So, yes, I became not patient at all. I became impatient. But just like he said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We must learn how to wait. Be more patient. But, yes, we all are human. And when we're dealing with stuff, we want some answers. We want healing. We want things to be taken care of sooner than later. But read that whole scripture, and that will definitely, and also read it, like I say, in the NIV version as well. But God is saying right there that he don't be afraid. He will protect you. And also, whatever situation that you might be going through, you need to wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Another one of my favorite, and also in the 27th, David expresses his confidence in the Lord. When we pray, we must have confidence in him that he is going to get us through this situation. And I did believe that he will, but it's just that the time, after 30 days, that was a long time for me. But didn't get my answer then. But I must say I'm feeling better now, and I really believe that I've gotten the answer at this particular time. It's been 45 days. But sometimes he doesn't always answer you. And maybe sometimes the answer, you miss it because he's given you some sort of sign, but you just miss it because you're so into and thinking about what you're going through. Okay, let's move on to Psalms 34. That's another good one that I love. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continuous in my mouth. Yes, Jesus wants us to praise him, not just keep asking him all the time. Praise his holy name. He will bless you, but also take time to praise his goodness. And in the Psalms of Thanksgiving, David calls on his congregation to praise the Lord for delivering him and for his goodness to his people. So in this, he wanted his congregation to start praising him. And it's so important that we praise him all the time, not just asking him. Even if he asks him for things, end it with praise. I even started it with praise. First, praise him first, and then ask him for what you need and what are your desires. In Psalms 37, 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Once again, we must commit thy ways unto the Lord. We must trust him. When we bring it to him, we must trust that he's going to deliver it. He will bring it to pass, but his own time and his own way. And I love also the 40th. Have you ever read the 40th? I'm only reading certain portions of it. 40th. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. When you cry out, he hears you. Sometimes you don't always hear him, but he hears you. In the 40th, in the Psalms, the Psalms of praise and petition for deliverance. Praise God for David. Praised God for his past, present deliverance, and he offered himself in dedication. Then David brought a new problem before the Lord. We'll talk about that again, and I mean, we'll talk about that in a minute. Ask again for deliverance. The words of David's dedication go beyond him to the Lord Jesus, who came to be obedient, sacrifice to end all sacrifice. Now, I wasn't reading from the scriptures. Some of the things I'm getting from my study Bible. At the bottom, it gives you emphasis of what it's saying. So just know I waited patiently for the Lord. I used to read this a lot as well, too. The Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. He does hear you. He hears and he sees the tears that you, all the tears. So he hears all those prayers that you have prayed upon. But, once again, we must wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He doesn't always answer our prayer right away. Now, we're going to go to 51. And 51, we're going to spend a little bit of time there. 51 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of the tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and clean me from sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is before me. Now, let's go to 51. We're still in 51, but let's go to the 7 through 10. And sometimes I have to go back there and ask these different questions that are being said in 7 through 10 of 51. It says, purge me from Sippah, and that's HYSSOP. And I'll tell you what that means in a minute. And I shall be clean, washed me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which has broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins and blunt out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Here is where David is crying out to God for some things that he did, and now he wants God to clean him. And pretty much at times we do things, we sin, we still sin, and we want God to clean us from that sin, and to help us to get through this period in our life. So we cry out to him, ask him to clean us. And hyssop, that's H-Y-S-S-O-P, is a form of purification. It's really a plant used for that purpose. Yes, it's a plant used for purification, but people use it now, uses for digestive and intestinal problems. And it's a strong smelling mint element, similar to lavender. But as David pleaded to God to purge him, make him clean again, wash him, be clean, wash him, and make him whiter than snow again. I have asked that same. I went to that chapter, that verse, and because I have sinned and I've done some things that I wasn't very pleasing of, and I go there and ask God to clean me and wash me and make me whiter than snow again. So these are some of the verses that you can go to and plead for help, for praise, for God to cleanse you from the sin that you, what you have done. Now, talking about David, how David was crying out to God in Samuel, 2 Samuel 11th chapter, it talked about what David did. That David committed adultery with Bathsheba, wife of Uriel. God was not pleased with David at all when this happened, when he did this. And I'm sure if you haven't read the story, go to 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 11th chapter, and it talks about what happened during the time when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Now, and like I said, God was very displeased, and God sent Nathan to talk to David and let David know that he was not pleased with what he did. So there are things in our lives that we are not happy about, God is not pleased about, and when you are convicted, you need to ask God for forgiveness. And some of these scriptures in the book of Psalms does help with you pleading and asking God for help during the time of trouble, time of your journey of grief also. So these, there's more I'm going to go over at another time. But I wanted to share that the Book of Psalms is a very comforting book to go to when you need that comfort, when you're crying out to him. And then most of all, you do all of that, but don't forget to praise him, because that's one of the most important things that you do. Praise him first, then cry out to him that I need you, Lord. When you're going to answer my prayer, how long do I have to wait? Wait on the Lord to be of good courage? Yes, how long, Lord? And I asked those questions the last 45 days. I knew, I had confidence that he was going to answer me and correct that situation. But the part that I did not, I guess I just got tired of dealing with the situation I was dealing with. And I'm not used to staying still, but he had me to be still. I think that was the answer, is being still, to rest, and I didn't rest, didn't want to rest, so he found a way to do it. But like I say, he will answer your prayer, and he will, he's right there for you. It's just that sometimes you don't hear him, and you just have to, you know, go in a quiet place and pray and ask God to reveal to you what he's trying to, you know, get through to you, the things that he wants you to know. And but, like I say, we are human, and it does take a lot sometimes during the waiting period. And I know right now you wonder when I'm going to get through this time in my life, when it's going to heal, when the hurt is going to stop, when I'm going to stop crying. It will be soon. Let me tell you, those tears will dry up. I know sometimes it's, you think that you can't seem to stop crying. The tears just keep flowing. One day you're going to look back and you're going to see those tears have dried up. And you can actually talk about your loved one to others without getting crying, but without getting upset. It takes some time. But just knowing that, have faith in God, have the confidence that David had in God, trusting him and believing that he'll get you through all of those things that you are going through, all the emotions that you're going to. Just cry out to him, I've waited for the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. He will give you an answer. He's heard your cry, and he will be there for you. So just knowing that, use some of these scriptures to help you to get through what you're going through, because they have helped me to get through my journey of grief and the things that I still go through. So find some of them, go through them, and find the one that helps you best. And just knowing that he will commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. He will establish everything in your life that you need. He's there. He's trying to do it right now. But you gotta wait, listen, and praise him as you're going through it. Praise him that I know I love you, Lord, and I know that you love me unconditionally, and I know you're going to get me through this journey of grief and get me through it. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, just talking about the Book of Psalms, because it's such a comforting book to go to. The time is up, but I will talk a little bit more about some more scriptures in the Book of Psalms that I read, and it helps me through my journey of not just grief, my journey all the things that I have gone through. This Book of Psalms has always been my comfort, my help when I need to cry, when I need to say, Lord, when? And he still says, wait on him. He will help you to be patient. And just know that he loves you. He loves you unconditionally. So just continue to love him and praise him and do all the things. And like I said, he'll get you through it. And that is all I have tonight. And we'll talk more about the Book of Psalms. There's many more scriptures in there that I love. And enjoy them as well. So have a great week. Be blessed. And open up the Bible and read some Psalms. Read it, and I'm sure it will give you comfort. Good night, and be blessed.
spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. Oh. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Yeah.